This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A seventh-generation livestock farm is continuing to be a significant player in the grass-fed beef industry. Tree County High School agriculture teacher and FFA advisor Jody Papul also owns Diamond P Farms with his family.
This is a family operation that actually spans about seven generations, including my daughter Lily, so it's been in the family a really long time. We've always had beef cattle, and I've owned my own beef cattle since 1978.
Papul says their operation changed in 2018 after they dispersed their cattle herd.
We bring in bull calves and we castrate those into steers. And they usually come in weighing about 450, and we try to put on about 200 pounds while they're here on grass. And it's just strictly a grazing operation.
He adds their cattle are on grass.
Feed prices, as most everyone knows, have really escalated during the downturn of the economy, but we really like grass. The old saying that grass is free is not true, but it is a lot less expensive than buying purchased feed.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how the Farm All got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farm All can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. The tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farm All. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall. Available at H&R AgriPower with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Bayfield.
Every year you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indices. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProgress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Beef cattle farmer Jody Papul says grazing has been good for the cattle and the farm.
We scatter natural nutrients from the steers on the whole farm, and by being able to move them daily, we get that spread out more efficiently. I think I've read that about 70 to 80% of what they consume, they recycle back to the earth.
He adds the COVID-19 pandemic actually had some positives for him on the farm.
It did allow Lily and I to have more time on the farm where we could really concentrate on building fences. I was able to do some remote instruction videos from the farm.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.